ITV News briefly for Friday, 24th of June. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes if you haven't got time for the full show. Another car appearing at the Goodwood Festival of Speed is the brand new Kia EV6 GT. Up until now, you can only buy the GT line, but this is the fully-fledged fire-breathing version of the Kia EV6 going up the hill climb at Goodwood. And it's got 577 brake horsepower, and it'll do 0 to 62 miles an hour in 3.5 seconds. 162 mile an hour top speed, that's 260 kilometres an hour. As of me checking midday today, though, still can't configure or order that version here in the UK. Tesla, next in the news, expanding their availability of the Texas-built Model Y and raising the price by $2,000, but you can only get it if you keep your eye on the inventory section, which is bizarre. That's where they put stuff you think like the used things, but actually if you are in the queue for a Model Y, waiting months and months and months. Keep an eye on the inventory page, though, in at least in America, because they are starting to drip feed these in. Again, I don't think they want to ruin their existing Model Y business and have a kind of a rush towards the latest, greatest technology. It's now on for $61,990. It's listed as Model Y, and you need to look for 279 miles EPA range, because that is the number. That's how you know it's a Texas-made Model Y. The 279 range is the number you need to look for. Can't buy one new. Need to keep refreshing the inventory page of Tesla US. Toyota and Subaru, bit of a bloody nose for them because they've just started selling their electric cars. Toyota's BZ4X and Subaru's equivalent, same car really, the Solterra. And already shares in Toyota falling massively after admitting to a recall to get them all back again. 2,700 BZ4Xs, 2,600 of the Subaru Solterras undergoing a recall because of a bolt which could loosen and risk a wheel coming off the vehicle. The Citroën Ami buggy sold out in 18 minutes. Citroën put just 50 of them on sale yesterday, and only in France. Buyers wanted it so much. 1,800 people had expressed an interest. Just 50 got to buy it 15 minutes after they went on sale. All sold out. The Citroën Ami buggy is replacing the doors with aluminium tubes. The 14-inch steel wheels get a gold colour. Still the same mechanicals, but it just looks more rugged and off-roady. It still gets the 46-mile range, the 5.5 kilowatt-hour battery, which is half the size of my home storage battery. Oh, and it'll do 28 miles an hour. Not too much. Polestar announcing they're adding CarPlay support, and that's interesting because their whole car operates on the Android operating system. And Rivian announcing they've added TuneIn support to get, you know, podcasts. If there's a certain EV podcast that you particularly like, I don't know, you can now get it in your Rivians. The German finance minister calling for an end of their electric car subsidies, and the car makers protesting at politicians saying, let's not subsidise EVs anymore. Maybe a bit early for that in Germany. CATL, the Chinese company, launching their new CELTAPAC 3.0 technology, which is going to bring a step change in energy density and fast charging as well. A C rate of 4, which, if that means nothing to you, it means it'll charge incredibly quickly, and as long as you can get the fast enough chargers, mean that you can probably get by with a 60 or 70 kilowatt hour battery for big range. In China, they're considering extending their EV tax exemptions, a state TV broadcast says, to stimulate sales. And coming soon, the Polestar chief, Thomas Ingenlath, saying we'll increasingly be buying the battery and the EV separately. And that's briefly.